This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
I always love it when we get a round of applause, you know, once a week, just once, I actually get a round of applause, Graham.
It's great, isn't it?
I know, I haven't actually done anything, but people are applauding. It's nice, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should all have more applause in our lives, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
In fact,
we should have like a little, like an MP3, like a little MP3 player.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of like, you know, you do something nice and you can just give yourself a round of applause.
Hey, this is a good idea.
And then if you did something really nice that somebody else noticed, they could also join in and say, it's worth a round of applause, that.
And we could go out into the streets and just be very, very nice to people and just applaud them, you know, when, like, customer service assistants, when they actually smile at you when you spent the fortune of your money with them, and they actually, you get a smile, you should just do a round of applause for it.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, but then, you see, then I'd be wanting, when things weren't going my way, to then have a slow hand clap.
Oh,
you know, for those times when it's not going your way, or somebody really, you know, it pains them to go and fetch something from the lower shelf of the counter, and then you just want or somebody that, you know, doesn't let you out of the lights.
Yeah, yeah. Because you see those people, don't you, who sort of stand in the street and say, like the blindfolded, and hug me or something. Give me a hug or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you fancy doing that sometime in Newport?
And where are they?
No, you could be
that
person.
What, do I fancy going giving them a hug or standing there
just being that person?
Wanting to be hugged.
Newport bus station. Like Friday night.
I think I'd choose better places than that if I really wanted a hug that much.
Anyway, we digress. Yeah. Whose fault was that? Oh, probably mine.
Yours.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome to Stage Door. Graham, welcome.
Thank you.
Before we do the events, we wanted to talk about the festival, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to challenge you. And he's been typing furiously for about half an hour, so I know I'm going to regret this. Graham, what is your all-time ultimate Isle of Wight festival lineup?
Well, going back to 2004.
We're going back all that way, are we?
Yeah, because I think it was just... Was it just 2 days then? And it was just Saturday and Sunday, and The Who were headlining, but one of my favourite bands of all time, I like having this music accompaniment, one of my favourite bands of all time was supporting The Who, and that was the Manic Street Preachers. And
Love them.
Yeah, and it was a fantastic day. My brother came down to... got my ticket, and we that's when, in the days when you could just kind of like buy, I think they've gone back to you can just buy day tickets, but the Saturday lineup appealed to us more than the Sunday, or it could have been the other way around, one of them anyway. Anyway, whichever one it was, we thoroughly enjoyed it. But The Who, you know, having the Manics on stage and then The Who following afterwards, you know, I thought it was just fantastic. I loved it. Great day.
I'd pick Bastille on one of my all-time lists. Stereophonics, I thought, were amazing live. Really good band. Some of them, you see, I think, what one year, who was it? I think it might have been Sting, but Police, like, reunion.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, my God, it's Police. But you're standing at the back and you're seeing it on a monitor because I couldn't get near, because I was too busy queuing for beer, probably. Blew my chance. But the sound was just so perfect.
Yeah.
And you just thought, this isn't real. You know, I'd rather have a band that actually, you feel like they're performing. It's a bit, maybe a bit rough around the edges, mm-hmm. but some of them sound so slick and sophisticated that you just think, well, I might as well be watching this on the telly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I liked the Foo Fighters when they were last mm-hmm. over. I thought they were really good. And good somebody band. That I wasn't... I think the great thing about going to the festival is that, particularly if you're there all day, you can hear something and then all of a sudden it kind of like... It consumes you and you kind of think, do you know, he's not too bad.
Yeah.
And the last person I thought that about was Iggy Pop. Now... to be honest, he's not on my Spotify list. He's never been on my MP3 players. I've never bought...
Other music stream companies are available.
Absolutely. but he was on the same day as the Foo Fighters, and I remember I'd got there, and he'd just started his set. And I stayed and watched, because I actually was a brilliant performer as well. He was a bit of a showman.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite believe how fit he was at his age, because he's something like 103.
104 now this year, I think.
And he's got the body of like a 74-year-old, but it was amazingly...
yeah.
He was amazingly fit, you know, he was very toned. Yeah. And the way he just kept the audience captivated, his singing was strong. Mm. He just had tons of energy, and I thought, that's great, that, you know. It's sort of, that's what a festival should do to you.
So give us your lineup then.
Okay, well, you see, if I was going to do a festival, right, instead of I've got some sort of lineup as a new idea, because
have you?
Right, yeah. So what I'd do is I'd still have it over the 4 days, right, but I'd have a genre for kind of each day.
Right.
That's the way I'll do it. Because one of the things that I'm not a big fan of, because I suppose it gives you time to go off and get burger and food and stuff like that, but kind of all this eclectic mix through the day.
Yeah.
I'd have like a Rock Thursday, and you get all your heavy metal bands on, and so your metalheads can come in and, you know, just have a fantastic time. I'd have Reggae Friday, so you can just chill out before the weekend, and then I'd have Indie Saturday and then Hip Hop Sunday.
Okay.
Because I like a bit of hip hop.
Okay. Sorry, what were you doing then?
Scratching my ear.
Good.
With a bit of windoline.
Okay. We're yet to discover who you'd have.
Yeah.
UB40?
Oh, yeah.
You'd have them. Yeah. I like Coldplay live. They're good.
They're okay. I always think they're not as strong as I know. Think they're going to be.
I know. They're a bit controversial now, aren't they? But yeah, I like their music. But I think Bastille Stereophonics. I'd love to have seen The Who live. Never did. I'd love to have seen Queen live. Never did. Mm. I'd love the Kinks to have a reunion, but it just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Because I still think their music's of the 60s, pretty underrated.
Yeah.
So I'd love it if they could get back together again. Who else have you got?
I'd have The Darkness.
Okay.
In the early days, you know, before they all started taking drugs and drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
But when they were good, you know, those first about 3 or 4 records, weren't they?
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Now,
good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw them at Reading Festival, and I actually managed to catch backstage tickets, and we stood right at the front of the stage. Unfortunately, I was right in front of, you know, where they stack all the speakers?
Yeah.
We were stood right in front of there. So by the end of the night, I was completely tone deaf. I only just got my hearing back last week. But, yeah, amazing gig.
Yeah, fantastic. But it's the Isle of Wight Festival this weekend, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, are you going?
Unfortunately, no.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not this year. Have you got any events for us?
I'm not a big fan of sort of Rod Stewart. And I know that, like, you know, because I am a music fan. But I don't just go for the sake of just going. There has to be something there that kind of appeals to me. And
we've thought that 1 year. But you say that. But talking it up, 1 year we went and we weren't really that keen from the main headliners, but we had a fantastic time just wandering and discovering new music as well.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different marquees and stages, you can always find something good, I think. So it's worth it. It's well worth going.
Well, you can. I mean, there's loads and loads of bands on. I mean, Arcade Fire, I don't really know what they do. David Guetta, yeah, but to me, it's kind of, I don't know. A festival should be more rocky.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But Run DMC, I say it should be more rocky, and then you've got Run DMC on before David Guetta.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Kind of thing. And the Kaiser Chiefs, I've just noticed. Rag and Bone Man, now he's very big at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah,
See,
you're talking yourself around to it now, aren't you?
Yeah, the Kooks. Yeah, Rod Stewart, Bastille, George Ezra. You see, I was getting mixed up with that actor. I think, what's he doing the festival for?
Oh, come on. It's time to have the event. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, tell us what's going on, apart from the festival.
Everything is dominated by the festival this week, but, however, there are a few other little bits and pieces on. The Royal Opera House 2016-17 season continues with Dream, Symphonic Variations, Margarita and Armand is on Wednesday. Glyndebourne 2017, La Traviata at Cineworld on Thursday. Gosh, loads of films on at the moment, isn't there?
Mm.
Baywatch, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Pirates of the Caribbean.
We got Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's out as well, yeah.
Yeah. That's broken box office records, that one.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's supposed
to be pretty good. For what? For what? For a film.
For being wonderful.
For takings at the box office.
On music. If you fancy something a bit more genteel than your Isle of Wight Festival, then don't forget there's some live music at Rylston Gardens over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
And through the
one
through
in Shanklin.
Yeah.
Music in the park sort of thing. Yeah.
It is, yeah. You can. They've got deck chairs out in the first sort of 5-6 rows.
Yeah.
Which you can hire, selling you a couple of quid for the couple of hours that you sat there. They've got a little refreshment stall.
Yeah, I remember it.
If you want, you can take your own picnic blanket and chair.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Take the dog as well.
Okay.
Let them
fair enough
experience a bit of brass band and marching band.
That's Sundays, isn't it?
Well, they've got quite a few dates because they also do some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays, some Thursdays, and the occasional Saturday, but it does depend. And, of course, this weekend, because there's more people over, there might be, more music on.
Yeah.
There might be slightly less.
Okay.
But definitely, definitely on Sundays.
And, of course, there's always live music in pubs still, do you think, through the festival, or do they tend to stop that?
I think they've still got a few bits and pieces, because they might use it as a bit of a warm-up.
Yeah.
If you like, if they want to be professional about it.
But
a lot of them do get the call up for various tents and stuff at festival. So but talking of music, Wall of Floyd is on in June. Soul on the Harbour 2 is at Newport. Maria Kesselman with a song in my heart later on in June. ABBA reunion. It's not the official ABBA reunion. That's just their name.
Right.
Tribute show.
ABBA reunion.
Otherwise,
I'd
be.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ABBA reunion, but not ABBA. There's the tribute show at Shanklin towards the end of June.
Yes.
Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra, Talon, Rhythm Tree Festival.
Yeah.
Strictly Vegas, Big Girls Don't Cry, and One Night of Queen, Gary Mullen, and The Works. Oh, that's November. Blimey.
Wow. Blimey.
But anyway, if you're interested in that, get a ticket.
Okay.
Now we know it's out. And what have we got in the theatre? We've got Fame, the student performance.
Yeah.
At Medina Theatre later this month. That one's still on Tuesday, 30th of May. That's gone, hasn't it? I don't know why that's still on. Later on in the year, Dream Boys. They asked me, and unfortunately, I had to say, look, I'm busy. I was the same.
I said, I'll do it if Graham's doing it, but.
That's right. They said
I think
they
you
asked
were busy,
you
weren't
me.
You? They said we've asked you first.
Then we're going to ask Kev, and then we don't know what to do after that. And I said, well, you know, look, I'm busy. I've got to, I don't know, sort my pencils out, something like that. and yeah, so there's plenty of stuff on.
Good. Good news, and you can find out all about it and more, either way and beyond, on whatsonwhite.com.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.